Sunny, this is Danny Johnson. And prior to getting started in this industry, or starting actually in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female with no self-confidence, no self-worth. I was somebody that was completely debilitated with a negative mindset that I could never succeed at anything, can't do anything right, and people like me never, ever accomplish much. And so after 2 months, the person that introduced me to the concept of being an entrepreneur, after digging my heels in and saying, no, I'm not going to do it, came in and I got started after hearing a testimony of somebody that spent 20 years in the corporate world, lost his job all of a sudden in one day, wound up losing all of his, what he thought was security and all of that kind of stuff, and just completely set a testimony that really put me over the edge. And basically what it was is that he said, "Don't get started as an entrepreneur now. Don't wait. Get started now." And I thought to myself, what if it takes me 20 years to get good at it? What if it takes me 20 years to earn, you know, 10% of the man's income? Even if I fail by 90%, I still would be doing great because he was making over $100,000 a month. And so growing up in the home that I did, I didn't have a lot of confidence. I have much talent or skill in any particular area. Parents were drug addicts. My father was very abusive. My first 6 months in the business went totally broke. I went $25,000 in debt. Did not get any customers, could not get anyone interested in joining me in this business adventure. And after 6 months, found somebody that was willing to teach me. He introduced me to a training seminar system that I plugged into, and in 8 days following my very first training, made $4,000. My second training came out of that, made $11,000, then $15,000, then $20,000. Decided to run off and go get married. Wanted to have some children to complete that area of my life. Turned out the people I were working with were complete crooks. So ran off to Hawaii and got married on a whim. And after just a few months of marriage, here I was in the month of December, December 1st, my husband drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name. I was 25 pounds overweight. And in 3 weeks after he drained my bank account, I get another 25 pounds, making it a total of 50 pounds overweight. After just a little while, became homeless. I was evicted because I did not have any money to pay rent. And there I was. I had gone from $20,000 a month, you know, to totally destitute, broke, in every way, shape, and form. Right now, I mean, hello, today is December 6th. This is December 1st of 1990 is when this happened to me. So here we are 14 years ago exactly, to the month that I was a broke, homeless cocktail waitress. In fact, December 7th was the time that I got a job as a cocktail waitress, worked that job for a couple weeks, totally was going down the wrong road, lost all my dreams, vision, passion, desire, focus, everything. Just completely resulted to, hello, I'm going to be a mediocre failure for the rest of my life, and that's just the way it is. December 26th, I got upset with myself. And I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, hand-wrote a flyer, hand-wrote a script. 24 out of 24 people that I read that script to said, yes, I want it, and I want it now. First 4 days in business, put in 10 hours because I had a full-time job, made over $2,000. Next 30 hours, still working my full-time job, made $6,500. First full-time month, which was less, you know, a little over 60 days beyond getting started, made over $10,000. By October, my check was over $87,000 a month, which is times 12 is a seven-figure income. And by the end of my very first year, made $250,000. Onto my second year, made my first $1 million by the time I was 23 years of age. Now, I'm not saying this to sound great and to say my story is better than whoever's. The reality is this. God took a young, abused, uneducated, unworthy female, took her out of a pit, and put her in a business, who failed at that business until I got the right training. When I plugged into the training, that training exploded my business. And he trained me up in this industry, being a home-based business owner. As an entrepreneur, trained me up in this, led me to my husband, and I have 5 children, one of which is now married. 5 kids, a husband that came out of this, and millions of dollars. Built a business while either nursing or pregnant, working part-time from home. So if there's any part of your finances that you need a healing in, I promise you I can show you where to get it. If there's any part of your business where there is a desert or there is famine, I promise you I can show you exactly how to troubleshoot where that is, how to restore it, and put it on a prosperity track where there will be a bountiful amount of blessing and finances rushing in into your business just by a few things that you can tweak and improve to cause your business to be very profitable, especially going into 2005. Now, tonight's call is totally geared towards strategizing for closing out your year, this is 2004, and making December your best month ever. You see, prior to 14 years ago this month, every year had been a struggle for me. Every year had ended up in just disaster. And here it was, December of 1990, that I said, no more. This is it. From now on, things have got to get better. And I will say, thank God, that things have been better. Way better than where I was being homeless. So if right now, here you are, you're thinking, you know, it's December, Danny, and it's the worst month of the year to try to build a business, and that you're thinking you may wait until January to get your business going and to get busy and to really put on the heavy commitment and focus and drive and training and all of that. If you are thinking this, then I need you to think again. Because 98% of the population is dead or dead broke by the age of 65. And there's been lots of studies that have been done as to why people are successful and why those are not. Why? The only thing that they found is the way they think. 2% of the population has had a renewal of their mind, has had something transform in their mind that made them go the opposite direction of everybody else. So if you want to be in that 2% of people, today's the day to start. Right now is the time to start. Here's why. Because you want to look at what the masses are doing, and I challenge you to do the exact opposite. You see, the masses right now are thinking that December is the worst month to build a business, and that they'll wait till January. That opens up a window of opportunity for people like you and me. If you're thinking nobody is going to be interested and no one is going to be looking for a business because it's the month of December and nobody wants to spend money right now because of the holidays, think again. The only difference between 2% and 98% is the way they think. If you're feeling like you're going to waste your time working this month and that you then I challenge you, choose another feeling. Because choose another feeling that will either help you instead of hinder you. Because the thought that you're feeling like you're going to waste your time in the month of December is only hindering your success. Because I can guarantee you that there's other team members on this phone right now that are thinking, now's the time to reap a harvest. And they will reap that harvest just because they've decided to, they've agreed to. They've agreed with their God instead of their adversary of excuses. Danny, it's just too hard this month. I have so much going on. Is this what you're telling your boss? I'm sorry, boss. I can't come to work today because I have so much going on. I mean, come on now. I have to make cookies for my cookie social at church. It's time to renew your mind. Absolutely time. You will not, if that's your strategy, okay, if your strategy is excuses, if your strategy is, in fact, let me ask you, is your strategy looking for the first excuse not to work your business? Is your strategy looking for the first chance not to fulfill the commitment that you've made to yourself, to your family, and to your God? Are you looking for the first opportunity to sit down and not pick up that phone? Is your strategy to let the season determine whether or not you reap that harvest that is just waiting here in December? If that is your strategy, then what I will tell you is that your strategy will work for failure. Your strategy will work for broke. Your strategy will work for being behind in the month of December. But if your strategy, if you will come along with me and you will renew your mind and you will have a change of heart about the month of December. Let me tell you what is awaiting for you. Let me tell you what you have in store for you, not only for the month of December, but the month of January. Yes, oh yes. You see, there's a pipeline that you are filling, and you will see the fruit of it in December, in January. And see, there's a lot of people that right now, they're just kicking back. Again, look at what everybody else is doing and do the exact opposite. There is a lot of people that right now, all they're doing is looking for a reason why not to work their home-based business. Looking for a reason why not to pick up the phone. Looking for a reason why not to get the bonuses this month. They are. That's what they're doing. That's their strategy. Well, I am not here for the 98% strategy. I'm not. What I'm here for are for all of you who want to rise up, and see a window of opportunity to springboard yourself to a bonus in December and an explosion in January. So I've got 7 things to give you tonight. I heard a guy during the interest going, give it to me, Danny, I want it all! That was so awesome. I love that eagerness, and God will answer that eagerness and give you exactly what your heart desires. So here it is, 1. You need to get the bonuses this month because nobody else is trying. Hello? No one else is trying. Everybody else is using the season as an excuse. Everybody else is using the candy and the cookies and the parties and the festivities and the decorating and all that nonsense stuff, using all of it to distract them from building their business and filling their pipeline for January. That's what they're doing. So let me tell you something. Some of you that are listening to right now, most of you have spent years in the business never getting a bonus. Well, guess what? This is your chance right now. Yes, December is it. Why? Because, first of all, the cocky ones aren't playing the game this month. That's why. They're not. They're like, I'm going to take December off. And some of them, 2, can afford to take the month of December off. Their businesses have matured to a place where they can take December off. I got my business to that place where it matured and it got to a place where I had, 20 leaders out there working and building and getting bonuses. I got to a point where I didn't care if my check took a little bit of a dip in the month of December. It didn't matter. That time was more valuable to me at that time. But let me tell you something. So the big hitters usually are cocky in December and they're not working. 2, or they think they know that, it's a waste of their time. Hello. That's 98% thinking. 2, some of those leaders are in a place where they can afford it and they don't care. And that's okay. They'll see a decline in their check and that's all right. 3, you've got all the whiners out there who are not even trying. 4, you've got the whiners who are trying. Oh, gosh, that's so sad. There are the whiners that are trying, meaning that they're showing up, they're making calls, but they're whining about it. See, no one can afford it because of the holidays. See, now everyone's too busy. See, I don't even know why I'm wasting my time. Yeah. Those are the whiners who are trying. They almost should be the whiners who are not trying because they really are just doing themselves a monster disservice, okay? So there are four things right there, 4 reasons why this is the month for you to get the bonuses. Now, let me tell you something. You need to get together with your group and you need to say, come on, guys, this is the time. I'm looking for an elite group of people who want to dominate the bonus charts this month. Listen, most of your companies have like a top 10 or a top 5. Most of your companies have some kind of bonus pools or whatever. You have a place of recognition, in a monthly newsletter or an email or whatever. Okay, now's the time to put your name in lights. This is the month to make yourself famous. This is the month to set the example for your team because the competition will be much steeper come January, February, March. Much, much steeper. But right now, there is no competition in the month of December. And so some of you will absolutely get it. Some of you will absolutely go out there and treat it as though no one else is playing the game. It's yours. You own the field, man. You absolutely own the field. And so this is what I want you to do. You tell your team, listen, I'm looking for an elite group of people who want to grab those bonuses this month. Whatever the prize is easy to get this month, and we're going to get it. Not only that, we're going to kick all the rest of those people off the charts, and we're going to put ourselves on it. That other team's been dominating the charts? No, this is the month we will dominate those charts. And I'm telling you, you're looking for an elite group of people to make that happen. Okay, 2, lead your group to do the same. Tell them, in fact, tell them, go listen to this call and say that they weren't on this call. Don't you be the one to take notes and then go regurgitate it to them. That's called management mode. What you do want to do is say, go to DannyJohnson.com, register as a free member. Go into the archive calls and listen to last night's call, because this will be tomorrow. And then say to them, call me back and let me know if you're in. You call me and let me know if you're in, because I'm looking for an elite group of people, a rare breed of people who want to make a lot of money this month and want to start off 2005 totally ahead of the game. Could you imagine the confidence in your people that they jumped on those charts? Oh, my gosh, it's insane. Insane. It's beautiful. Number three, run a contest for those people. Run a contest for them where you say, hey, listen, you know, whoever's number one, they're going to get whatever, movie tickets. You know, you can buy movie tickets in any city around the country, especially now. You can even do it online. You know, you can run a contest. Whoever's number one gets blah, blah. If you're working a local business, you know, whoever is number one, then we're going to go out to dinner. And, you know, something like that where you cherish and promote that person, or, you know, the top five. Do something for the top five. Do something for whoever number one is. It doesn't have to be something big. People work harder for recognition than they do anything else. In fact, what I do in the month of December is I tell the new people that I'm getting started, hey, listen, I want to get your name in lights your very first month. And this is the easiest month in the world to get it in. The easiest month, hands down. I mean, bottom stinking line, there's not another month that's better than December that's easier to get bonuses and to get tons of recognition. There just isn't a better month. This is it. There will never be another month like this for another year. This is it, okay? So with your people, basically what you are saying to them, in fact, don't say it to them, just get them on this call, let them listen to this, and let them call you back and let you know if they're in. But here's the reality, is that you can run a contest. And the bottom line is, and especially with your new people, I say, okay, John, here's the deal. What we're going to do is we're going to just totally hit it hard in December. We're going to get you your 8 new reps that we're going to bring into the business. We're going to get you up to this top level. You're going to be in next month's newsletter, okay? You'll be in the newsletter so that everyone you get started in January, guess what? They're going to see your name. They will see that you were recognized your very first month, rookie month, and your name is right there, and they can see it, and it will build credibility to you. They will respect you, and the people you get started will follow your lead. In fact, guys, this is the thing you should be telling everybody every month. Obviously, you can't say it's the easiest month in the world to do it, because December really is the best and easiest month to get the job done, as far as, you know, a top bonus earner or something like that. It's easy every month to get recognition in any company. I know some of you are like, no, it's not, Danny. It's so hard. Listen, invest in yourself. Get to first steps to success. Do whatever it takes. Get your butt to Honolulu, Hawaii. We have a week and a half left. Listen, I know what the registration points are right now. It is going to be so intimate. There will never be another First Steps training seminar this small ever again. You hear me? Never again. Will there be a group this small? There will be one-on-one coaching the entire two straight days. Could you imagine what's going to happen out of your business after two straight days of one-on-one coaching? Hello. It's going to be insane and awesome. Others of you will have to buy the CDs. That's if there will be any. Okay. Here we go, Joe. So, yes, you tell your people. Listen. You want to build credibility in your business just right out of the gates. And whatever you do, the people you're getting started are going to do the same thing, John. So whatever job you want them to do is the job that you are going to do with my help this month. Okay? I'm talking slow so you guys can really get this. Number four. Okay, by the way, it makes them feel special. It makes them feel set apart. It makes them feel like they're a part of a team that's going to do something great. And you want to encourage them to do that. You want to encourage them to do something great with you, with your help. Number four, you know, some of you I talked about earlier, I was talking about how, you know, you're thinking December is just not a good time. Everyone's so busy and there's parties and there's decorating and all this nonsense that has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas. So this is what I want you to do. Remember I talked in the beginning, 2% of the population just thinks differently than 98%. Well, it's December. Well, think January, February, March, man. think that, let me just tell you right now, okay, here's point, this is the deal. You have to think January, February, March. You have to think that Christmas is over. You have to think that the harvest is here, my pipeline is full, and I'm building this sucker. That's what you gotta think. Number five. Okay, listen to me very carefully. Let me help you think. Let me help you change your mind on how you feel about December. Lots of people right now. Now listen, I've built this business for 15 years, okay? Don't even try to mess with me on the month of December. I got started in the month of December. Hello? I got started in the month of December after being homeless, December 26th. Hello? Many of you are thinking, okay, day after Christmas, start a weight loss business? Well, now that seems kind of stupid. Bad timing. You should have waited a couple weeks. Uh-uh. Because the last 4 days of December, I made $2,000 profit. So let me tell you right now, let me tell you the climate of the people out there. Lots of people right now are feeling festive. Okay, look. Look at Americans right now, or whatever country it is that you're working in. Right now, they're festive. And they're generous. They are operating in generosity. They are in the mindset of spend, spend, spend. Foolish, foolish, foolishly. And spend on things that don't make sense. That's what they're doing right now. What does that mean? Capitalize on it. There are millions of people out there right now spending foolishly on stupid knickknacks, stupid candies, a bunch of junk. And they're going to give it to people who don't need it, and that person next year is going to sell it in their garage sale. Or if they gave candy and cookies and cakes and blah, blah, guess what? They're going to have to start losing it in January. So people right now are out of their stinking minds. They're out of their stinking minds buying more Christmas decorations. Why? Because they can't find the box of last year's. There's a bunch of people, they are in the mindset of spending, 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 spending. Foolishly spending. Right? So what's that mean? They're in that feeling. I don't know if you've ever worked in a resort town. If you've ever worked in a resort town and you've ever been in a business where you are looking to bring in new reps, that's the easiest place in the world to recruit people. Easiest place in the world to recruit people. In fact, I'll tell you this because I've recruited several recruiters, meaning corporate recruiters. Do you know how corporate recruiters recruit, the vast majority of them, and the ones that are very, very successful? Do you know where they recruit? They recruit in bars. Bars and big, luxurious hotels. Why? Because the guy's got his suit, his jacket off, his tie is light and top button undone. He's feeling festive. He's not stressed out. He's just party time. Why is that the best time to make going for the kill? Because their guard is down. That's why. Listen, if the professional corporate recruiters who make six figures a year and some of them seven figures a year know how to capitalize on getting people in the right place at the right time, then hello, so do you. Come on, there's Sally Jones at Walmart with her stinking cart overflowing with a bunch of junk, and she's excited and can't wait to wrap it all. That is the perfect time. That is the absolute perfect time to just go, oh, my goodness, it looks like, Sally, that you just got a lot of people you love. Oh, yes, I do. Easiest time in the world to strike up a conversation. Easiest time to plant a seed about having a business so you can pay for all those gifts instead of financing them. I'm not kidding you, Dad. I mean, it looks so funny. So many people, man, they just don't see it. The harvest is right here. They are festive. They are spending money. They are in a generous mood. And their guard is down. They're not even thinking business, but they are certainly thinking about how the heck am I going to pay for all this? Well, there you go. Okay, so that there you go. There, and that's not everybody. There's a lot of depressed people out there, and they're easy to recruit too. They're way easy to bring into the business. Why and how? Oh, my gosh. Give me a break. And those are the easiest needs in the world to find. Okay, here's number six. Oh, wait. So with the people that are out there, I mean, you could go to any store. Any store, you just be looking for people. You be looking for them. They got their Santa hats on. They're singing the carols. Oh, my gosh. Has nothing to do with Christmas. But that's what our culture has turned it into, unfortunately. Listen, now's the time to fill your pipeline for January. Way. And I'm telling you, the more prospecting you do in the month of December, the more people you enroll in the month of December, you and those people go into the month of January Okay, and if you wind up, let's say, in Honolulu, or let's say that you, you know, drove all your new people onto the website, DannyJohnson.com, they just totally got training every single day as they're wrapping their gifts or listening to training, right? As they're doing that, they're equipped, man. Or you help John get on, get, you know, get his name in life, man. You help him get recognized. You help him, you know, you push him in the direction to, for him to get his 8 or whatever, his 10 or whatever it is. Whatever you have to do to hit number one. By the way, I've helped every month of December that I've worked my business. I will tell you that I've raised up a brand new person to get a big fat bonus in the month of December. Why? I told them the same story. Here's another thing. I had a whole group of people of Jehovah's Witnesses in my group. Best group in the world to have in your business during the holiday months. Oh, some of you, I'm really making you mad. But here's the truth. I went to my team there. I had a huge, enormous team of Jehovah's Witnesses. Still do. Huge team. I get together and say, listen, guys, here's the deal. You guys have a chance to capitalize. In fact, this one woman, very good friend of mine, awesome lady, Joanne. Love this lady to pieces. If you ever get to meet her, she'll just make you laugh your pants off. Hilarious lady. Okay, well, check this out. I sat down with her and her group, and I said, listen, here's the deal. Hey, the rest of these heathens out here that believe in presents and celebrating and all that stuff, listen, they're totally unfocused. They're distracted. They're off in la-la land right now spending money foolishly. But you guys, now you guys have been trained and equipped for something completely different. You guys have an edge that no one else has. They're like, what is it? I said, you're not going to any Christmas parties. You're not going Christmas shopping. You're not wrapping gifts. You're not baking cookies. You're not sending out 1,000 Christmas cards or 100 Christmas cards or whatever it is. You're not writing a newsletter. It's just every day as usual for you. December's no different than June. June's no different than March. You see, it's the rest of these heathens that totally get unfocused and they're going off in that other direction, right? So I totally said, girl, this is it. This is the month to get the bonus. She made $10,000 in the month of December. First time ever that her income went up that high. She got the number one bonus. She got a $5,000 bonus because she was number one. Well, that month of December, she had to do half of what November had to do to get the same $5,000 bonus. How's that? Why? Because I told her, I said, dude, you can totally capitalize right now, right here, right now. You get out there and work like it's March. Because you already pay no attention. You totally have an edge. Her team that month dominated those charts. Why? Because the rest of us were unfocused on presents and cookies and cakes and getting fat during December so we could be depressed in January. Number 6. Okay, I hope you guys are getting this. Number 6. This is such a beautiful time to form your warm market. Form. F for family. Occupation O. R, recreation. M, message. Listen, go into the archive calls. Any calls on prospecting, I talk about this as an acronym to start a conversation. You're looking for 3 things. You get your family. You get your friends, you get your acquaintances, you get your coworkers to talk about themselves. This is not difficult, and it's not rocket science. It's very simple. If you can remove yourself out of the picture, it's really easy, too. You can get your motives out of the way. This will be the easiest thing in the world for you to do. So here's the deal. So you form them. You ask them about their family. Like, okay, hey, how are you and the kids? How's John doing? Things like that. Those are pretty simple, stupid questions. You know, are you guys still in the same house? You still loving that house? Oh, really? Why not? Oh, you want to remodel? Oh, why? Oh, we're kind of cramped in there. I wish we could do something different. Really? Gina, have you thought about what you want to remodel and what you want to expand? You might want to add a bedroom. You want to remodel the kitchen. Oh, my goodness, that's awesome. So, you know, did you get a big raise or bonus on your job so that you guys can pay cash for that? No. Hello, there's a need. They want to remodel their house. It's too small for them. Okay, so kind of like, hey, how's the job going? Oh, you know, 85% of the people that you talk to, you ask them about their job, they're all going to have the same response. It's all right. It's a job. It pays the bills. 85% of all the responses to that question are the same. It's okay. It's a job. Most of the people are going to say that. Then you say, you know, what do you like about your job? Oh, you know, I like working with people. I like talking to people. Really, what do you not like about your job? Doesn't pay enough. Hello? They just revealed to you a strength of talking to people and working with people. They revealed another need. They don't make enough money. Okay, so I have two needs. They want to remodel and they don't have enough money. And they found a strength that they have, they like to work with people. And obviously the house thing would also be a goal. Okay, so I found all three. You're looking for all three. Hey, what are you liking to do for fun these days? Are you skiing still? Are you snowboarding or anything like that? Oh man, that's just too expensive. Yeah, we'd love to, but you know, we've got five kids. You know, take five kids skiing. Oh my gosh. The price of those lift tickets are ridiculous. Okay, so there's another one. If it looks like money is the easiest way to bring this person in, and what do? You speak their language. You speak their language. And you just say, you know what? You know what, Sally, gosh, I'm sorry, I got to run. I got a lot of things to do, but I just couldn't help but to notice that you have just got a great goal of being able to, you know, add on to your house and remodel and that, you know, although you like your job, but you wish that you could make more money and you've got a great strength of being able to work with people. You know, I work with a company right now. In fact, I'm actually in line for a bonus here this month, the month of December. Our company really bonuses us really well and, looking forward to a promotion in January, in fact. But, you know, they're looking for some people that really know how to work well with people who have a desire to earn a substantial amount of income, still being able to work part-time from home. So why don't we exchange phone numbers? I'll give you a call, and we can go through kind of an interviewing process. You know, I don't really know if it's going to work for you or not. I'm really not sure if it will or if you have the qualities the person or company is looking for. But, you know, we can at least get together and talk about it, and let's just see, you know. Who knows? Maybe you'll be able to find a way, start right away, and be able to earn some extra money to pay for Christmas. What are they going to say? I didn't say anything about my product. I didn't say anything about my downline, which you need to take out of your vocabulary. No one wants to be underneath anybody. No one wants to be in somebody else's downline. Period, end of story. They don't understand that terminology. You speak the terminology they understand. They understand bonus. They understand promotion. They understand our company. If you've got an issue with ego that has to say, I started my own business. Listen, they're immediately going to go, you? Ha! What do you know about business? Is it some kind of Amway scam or something like that? That's what they're going to say to you. Get your ego out of the way. You want to just totally just speak the language they understand. Do not provoke them to ask questions. Don't provoke them to think you're in some scam, some pyramid. When people ask you that question, it's usually because you provoke them to think it, okay? So it's real easy. You just form them. You don't assume you know everything about your family and then just hit them head on. That's the biggest mistake people make this time of year when they're seeing their family and friends in a casual social-like setting, is they just go, hey, John, hey, I know that truck's all broken down. You need some money. I started my own business. You want to sell some vitamins with me so you can get that thing fixed? It's a hunk of junk. Listen, man, that might work sometimes, but it ain't going to work all the time. In fact, there's nothing that's going to work all the time, but I can tell you the price I gave you will probably work more times than not. Okay? So you absolutely just 100% make sure that you're not assuming you know their life. Sit down with them at the next Christmas party. Have a conversation. Let them talk about themselves. Find a need. Find a strength. Find a goal. Regurgitate the need, strength, and goal back to them. I mean, repeat it to them. Then just say, you know what? I'm working with the company. In fact, I'm in line for a promotion right now. I'm looking at January. I might be promoted. And man, in December, they're giving these great bonuses out. But you know, I don't know if it's going to work for you or not. But you know, you mentioned that you really want to get your truck fixed and that you're needing some extra money to do that. I don't know if it's going to work for you. I don't know if you have the qualities of the person we're looking for. Why don't we get together? We can talk about it. You know, who knows? It might or it might not. At least it's a way, at least it's a chance that you can get that truck fixed. Do you understand? All you do is you find out everything about them. You genuinely listen to them. You don't finish their sentences for them. You let them talk, and then all you do is repeat what they said and invite them to take a look. That's it. They say, well, what is it? You know, what's it all about? You know, really, it's just a way where you can make some extra money so you can get that truck fixed. You know, and I don't know. I don't know what your giftings are. I don't know what your strengths are. I don't know what you know how to do, so I really can't say until I know more about that kind of information. And that's it. So, John, you know, what are your plans for the new year? Okay, so, again, you put it back on them. Okay, so let's go back to that again. And say, you know, what is it? What is this all, you know, what's it about? How does it work? you know, John, I really don't know, you know, until I really understand more about, you know, all your strengths and abilities and all that kind of stuff and see what we have available. I really don't even know if it's a match, but at least there's a chance where you can, you know, take a look at a way you can get that truck fixed. I do know that. So, hey, what are your plans in January? You know, what are you going to do, you know, January? You have any vacations planned? Things like that. Man, you just take control of the conversation. Ask them another question to change the subject in a different direction altogether. Trust me, as soon as you get them talking about themselves again, they're done. They're lost. They forgot they even asked you a question. Here's number seven. Oh, no, number seven. No, this isn't number seven. This is how I'm going to wrap up my call. Okay, so I gave you this. Let me just run down these 6 points, and then I've got a seventh point that's kind of related but unrelated. Okay, so again, number one, get the bonus. No one else is trying. Find out what everybody else is doing. Do the exact opposite. Make yourself famous this month. Set the example this month. Dominate the bonus charts this month with your entire sales force. Tell your brand new person this month, listen, now's the time to get that bonus. Listen, now's the time to get your name in recognition, and then you'll have credibility instantly with your family and friends. You'll have credibility with the prospects you'll be talking to on the phone. You'll have instant credibility. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is you want to lead your group to do the same by just telling them to get on this call and listen and to call you back and say, are you in or not? Do you want to dominate the charts or not? Are you in? All right, let's do it. Number three, run a contest for those people. Some kind of contest. It does not have to be a big, giant reward, but just a way for them to work towards it. Okay? It's a way for them to have a measuring stick to say, okay, hey, this is my goal. I'm going to be number one. People love to shoot for things like that. Number four, you got to think January, February, March, man. You got to think like a Jehovah's Witness this month, basically. December's no different than January to them. Why is it to you? Because you're all caught up in what our culture has turned Christmas into. They celebrate the birth of Christ. They believe in him. But they don't believe in getting all caught up with all the mumbo-jumbo of it. And I agree with them on a lot of levels, especially with all the obligation of Christmas these days. Okay, so you got to think, you know, December's no different than January, February, March. Ain't no different. And that's how you're going to get on those bonus charts. In other words, whatever you focus on is what you get good at. So if you're going to focus on, oh, it's a terrible month, things are slow, it's not going to work, you're right, totally agree with you, quit now. See you in January. Either that or you're going to totally step up and say, done deal, man, this is it, this month is mine. That's what you got to do. Okay, and then number five, lots of people out there right now feeling festive, feeling generous, spending foolishly. They're in that deal of money is water. Buy now, pay later. That's what they're doing. That's what our culture is doing right now. It's the perfect time to fill your pipeline. And again, you are specifically looking for people who want to go to work in December. Let me tell you why. I know of several leaders who got started in the month of December. Isn't that wild? I know several leaders who got started in the month of December. Some of you are going to find one this month. Some of you are going to find a homeless, broke cocktail waitress this month who doesn't have a promise to a better future. The lady that put the ad in the paper, listen, Kim, she had four kids. She made like $2,000 a month for 8 years inside of her company. She supported her kids down in San Diego, California, by working her little business. And do you know what? This is just so awesome. Kim had the right mindset. She didn't go, well, I'm not going to waste money buying leads in November and December. I'm not going to waste money running advertising in December because no one's going to answer it. She didn't do that. Instead, she's like, you know what? Mrs. Consistent still kept her ad in, and who answered? A broke, homeless cocktail waitress. 50 pounds overweight, $2.03 to her name. Yep. Who do you know that in 4 days made $2,000, made $250,000 that first year? Do you know what happened to Kim? Kim made six figures off of me alone, off of this broke cocktail waitress. It's all, look at that. It's all the difference of how you think. December was no different to January or April to Kim. She had to feed her family. And did she reap a reward? Oh, my gosh. Did she reap a harvest? Oh, my gosh. Yes. Hello? That's huge. It's awesome. So some of you Let me tell you something. Those of you who have the North Carolina CDs, I talk about personalities and how basically to get them started in your business. It's actually the application of personalities is what the North Carolina CDs are. Oh, by the way, if you run a contest, use my product as a winning, as a prize. You know, whoever wins gets, you know, a one-on-one coaching appointment with Danny. That's kind of an expensive project, but, prize. Or, you know, North Carolina CDs or the Best of series. I mean, those are $10 CDs. Those are great Christmas presents for people. Great Christmas presents. In fact, Mark Hetherington did that last year where he purchased a ton of those things that he gave to people because he wanted to bless them. And in turn, the man's been very blessed this year. Proud of him. Anyway, so, yeah, you can use them as a contest. Use them as gifts for your people. If you want to recognize your people, you can give them a gift that will continue to give back to you. Hello. It'll increase your sales, duplicate your success. Okay, so there's lots of people out there spending money. Okay, number six, do not assume you know everybody in their life. Give them a chance to talk. Their guard is down anyway. And then just plant a seed. Get the name and phone number. Bada boom, bada bing. Okay, so here's the deal. Let me close with this. Maybe if you feel like you're so overwhelmed with this Christmas season and maybe you are just so inundated with all of it, maybe you need to reevaluate why you are so heavy burdened. Just think about this with me, okay? If you're so heavy burdened and you're just so stressed out and you are feeling so obligated that you just really want to cry, because it's just like, oh, gosh. Because you know that you're basically putting your money in a place that's not going to reap you anything. You know, my best friend said to me the other day, she's like, Danny, she goes, you know, does Colton really need another toy from me? You know, which is her godson. Does he really need another toy from me? I said, no. The kid is spoiled rotten with his entire family. And here's an outside friend who's going to buy another gift that's just going to wind up in a toy chest and broken in about a week. No. Does he really need it? No. She goes, why do I do that? Why do I buy it for him? Well, it's really out of obligation. It's out of expectation. Some of you, out of tradition, are purchasing gifts. I just want you to reevaluate. Why are you doing this? Why are we purchasing gifts for people who don't need anything? What has happened to America that we've taken the most glorious time of the year, which is to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ? And we've turned it into a marketing frenzy. That's what it is. It's a marketing frenzy. It is gluttony at its best. At its best. So are you stressing yourself out a heavy burden because of tradition that your family has adapted and embraced? Is it because of obligation? They bought me something, so I have to buy them something. Is it out of are you worrying about, you know, leaving people out? You don't want to leave anyone out, so you have to buy that person something also? Or do you have the pressure to send the right gift in fear of being looked down upon? Are you going into debt to buy gifts because of this? They got you something last year, so you have to get them something this year? If this is what's happening to you, if you're feeling that, and there's almost like this remorse, I'm going to tell you a quick story before we hang up. And please do not hang up right now because this many of you need to hear this. Many years ago, you know, Hans and I, the Lord really has blessed us to make a tremendous amount of money in our businesses through the years. And there's been leaner years, and then there's been more, you know, total feasting type years and famine years. But I remember this one year, and, you know, I purchased like 400 presents. And, oh, my gosh, to wrap all that and, you know, the gigantic tree to hold it all. And my daughter's little Christian school, we're putting together this little fundraiser for this family. And they asked for Erica to bring food or money so they could purchase food. Well, this is so interesting. I mean, I bought very expensive things for lots of different people. And the $100 check that I wrote for food for the school to basically purchase meals for this family that was in need, the Lord did something so huge in my heart. It was just enormous. That $100 check, I cried when I wrote it because it made me feel so good that this $100 was actually going to somebody who was in need. Instead of those 400 presents that I had purchased, for people who needed nothing. Needed nothing. Some of you are even purchasing gifts because you're buying people's love. You're buying their acceptance, or you want them to like you. Those are all the wrong reasons to sow money into something like that. You see, we reap what we sow. Whatever you buy, you are sowing that as a seed. And most of you will reap a harvest that you don't want, and it's usually called debt. So I hope your heart is open to hearing me say this right now. But that began something in me. This is 8 years ago this happened to me. 8 years ago when I wrote that check, and it changed me forever. I've never been the same since I wrote that check. And you know, from that Christmas on, the very next Christmas, I got all my friends together that do very well for themselves. Many of them are six-figure income earners, and some of them seven. And I got together with them, and some of them aren't. Some of them aren't. Some of them, you know, earn a very modest, you know, $20,000, $30,000 a year. I don't just hang out with successful people. But I got together with them all, and we all have a lot of kids, and we all love each other very much. And I asked them, I said, is there any way that we could, rather than you buying me and my children something, and rather than me buying you and your children something, can we take that exact dollar amount, and can we just collectively grab it and put out a word to everybody who knows a family that's in need, who knows someone who can't pay their bills, who knows somebody that their lights are being turned off at Christmas, who doesn't have any food, who their kids don't have jackets, they don't have blankets on their beds. Who do you know? Can we just put that out? And I did. I sent out this big voicemail that my friends and I were not going to spend money on each other, that we were going to take that money and we were going to, you know, basically support a family for a month. Well, between just a couple of us, we came up with $1,500 that we would have spent on each other collectively. We took that $1,500 and we blessed three families. We bought, and we all went shopping for it. Me and the kids and my friends and their kids. We all went shopping. We went to Costco and all these other places. And we purchased a month's worth of food for each one of these families. And the family did not know that we were coming. I call this secret blessings. The family did not know that we were coming. So out of the blue, we showed up with our families. We found out how many kids were in the family, what the sizes were, what the interests were, and we shopped. And my children shopped for kids that were in need. We wrapped everything, and we showed up a couple days before Christmas, unannounced. And we knocked on the door, and we said, hi. We just wanted to bless you. God put in our heart to bless you. And my Suburban was filled with groceries and presents, and we unloaded it, and we brought it in the house. And the wife and the husband just wept. And the children were saying, what is this from? Who's this from? That impacted my heart so much. Just think about it. When you're buying things for people that don't need it, and you know that that frame is going to wind up in a garage sale next year, and that you know those cookies or those candies that you're buying, the See's candies or the special chocolates and the truffles, that all it's going to do is add to the possible heart attack, add to the increased waistline in a culture that is absolutely obese today. Now, I'm not saying, you know, if you don't help a family this Christmas that you're bad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you feel this heavy burden and you're buying out of tradition, obligation, out of worry, and out of trying to get love and acceptance, it's all for the wrong reasons. And that rather than, in fact, get together with your families. This would just bless me so much. In fact, I did this in front of our church 3 years ago, started this at our church. This is what I encourage you to do. Get together with your family and say to them, hey, rather than us spending money on each other, why don't we take that money and really find somebody who's really in need? And if you just network amongst your offices at work, some of you may even have somebody in your sales force that they are in absolute dire straits. And you guys can come together and bring them a miracle, an absolute miracle this time of year, which is in need. I'll share with you that what I'm doing with my family. I wrote out a Christmas letter, and obviously with a Christmas picture. And in the letter, I explained this. I said, you know what? On your behalf, rather than us sending you a gift that you're going to, you know, either throw out or, you know, have to dust or, you know, goodies that are totally unneeded, we took that exact money and we put it towards a family that was in need. We found some homeless children, and we went shopping for them. We bought clothes and food and gifts for these family members. So together, you and I, we brought a miracle to a family that needed it, and I knew that you would be in agreement with us on it. Now, not everybody in my family, I'm sending out 100 of these to my family. Not everybody's going to be happy with it. And you know what? I really don't care. But if I could just affect a few out of my family, that now takes the focus off of what am I going to get and what am I going to give so I can get to, man, there are people out there right here in the United States of America who are really hurting right now, who the propane has been turned off and they are cold. But there's not enough blankets on those beds. And we have a chance, guys, as a team. We have a chance as entrepreneurs to take a stand, to give in a gift and miracles this time of year. You want to see your heart be filled with absolute joy? You want to see the heavy burden come off? You want to have excitement, exhilaration about shopping? In fact, check it out. In fact, here you go. You can turn it into a recruiting tool. Absolute, turn it into a recruiting tool where you can go out recruiting, I mean shopping. Go shop for some family. Okay, network around. Who do you know that's in need? And don't let that family know that you're coming. You just show up unannounced. In fact, one family, 3 years ago we did this, they were literally living, the boys were living in a trailer outside. The parents were in a literal shack that they turned into somewhat of a home. They had a wood stove in there. We showed up when they were not home. The neighbors let us into their house, and we dropped off a month's worth of groceries. They had six children, three boys and three girls, and we filled their house with clothes that were all beautifully wrapped in presents, things for Mom to spoil her for that day, things for Dad to encourage him as he felt like a failure because he couldn't provide. Do you know how awesome that is? You guys can do this. You can make a major impact. So when you're out there and you're shopping for those people and you've got a team of people maybe that you work with your sales force and you guys all come together and do this, you could be sitting there with all of this and just casually start talking to the person next to you and just, you know, form them and then just say, you know, I work with a company that they gave us this idea. Hello, that person standing in line, they would love to be a part of a company like that. Say, I work with a team. I work with a trainer who kind of changed our mindset about Christmas, and we actually are delivering all this to a family that's in need instead of purchasing things for my friends that don't need anything. Isn't that just absolutely awesome? That's a way where we can take back from the hand of the enemy who's actually filled us with gluttony and greed and say, no, no, no. It's not about us. This time of year is not about us. This time of year is about those people who need a miracle. And you can be the miracle this month. You have that chance to be that miracle. So if you're going to join me on this secret blessing, please email me and let me know. I would love to hear about this. I would love to hear if you're going to rally. I mean, I had this one family. They wrote me a check for $500 as we were raising funds to do this and said that their children, they had four children, four grown children, and they called all four of their grown children, and their children said, yeah, Mom, don't buy us anything. We won't send you anything. Here's the money. Let's help a family in need. And they directly blessed a family of four children who was in severe need. So you can pull the money together. You can pay someone's electric bill in advance for them. You can get groceries. You can check out your local food banks. There's all kinds of places where you can get clothing. There's places where you can get discounted things where you can really make the money stretch. There's grocery outlets. I mean, there's all kinds of places where you can really make it stretch and make a real big difference in somebody else's life this Christmas, all right? So anyway, I encourage you, if you want to join me on this secret blessing and you let me know what part you want to do, but do it in your cities and do it all over the world. I know there's many of you calling in from all over the world. Do it. Do it that way. Join me on this. If you don't want to and you just love the way Christmas is and you don't want to change a thing because it's been a great, wonderful thing for you, then I bless you in that. Enjoy yourself. Absolutely enjoy yourself. Some of you just love to buy gifts for people and you love to bless them. Then you just go ahead and all of that blessing and go ahead and do it and do it to the fullest. I receive that from you. I bless you in that giving spirit that you have. Completely bless you in that giving spirit that you have, and you go for it. But if there's any of you that are in that place that I was in 8 years ago that you want to join me on this adventure of secretly blessing families, then let me know. And you just go do it. Organize it with your families. Organize it with your churches and your communities. And just make it happen. And just let me know what transpires in your heart as a direct result. So again, look in your businesses. Who is suffering? Look in your churches. Who is suffering? Look in your jobs. Who is suffering? Look in your neighborhoods. Who is suffering? Find somebody. And do whatever you can to really, really, really bless them. Other than that, guys, I'm going to open up the lines. We're all going to say good night and God bless. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of who you are. I'm totally proud and encouraged by your example and your continuously renewing your heart and renewing your mind and your stepping forward. I promise you that if you do what I asked you to do for the strategy for the month of December, that you will never, ever have a lean December ever again, that you will have a team that can't wait for December to grab those bonuses and dominate those charts, and that this example that you set, you will carry it into 2005. And I will hear your testimonies, just like I've heard them this year, where I told people last year, let December be the greatest month ever, and they did, and they filled their pipeline for January, and they had a screaming awesome month. Awesome month. I would be on the phone for hours if I was telling the story. So let me open up the lines. God bless you guys. I love you. I pray that God absolutely prospers you greatly for the rest of this year, that you have huge breakthrough closing up 2004, that you bring people in that are absolutely focused, ready, determined, passionate, driven, who are ready and willing with full of desire to build something for themselves and their families.
Well, good night, and God bless, guys.
God bless.